Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm John Hare, pinch hitting today for our host and founder, Charles Showalter, and happy to be here and happy that we have sponsors like the International Brotherhood of Teamsters or Appletree Media Works. They help to underwrite our program and our outreach to working families around the country. And now we're talking media and politics with our friends and partners from Media Matters. And we have senior researcher Christina Lopez to talk with us about President Trump's tweets. Where does he get his information? Hi, Christina. Welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Paid actors, a fake publicist, and retweeted bots. That's the headline, right?
There's a lot to unpack here. But as you know, if you've been following the news at least slightly for the past year, the Trump administration is becoming largely defined by what the president tweets. And the problem is that often those tweets are retweets of accounts that are fake, that are either managed by bots that are automated.
That's robots getting, for those of us over 60. All right.
Automated with the purpose of either gaining traction on social media or have been programmed to just amplify a message and just kind of like viralize and create the false perception that there is more support than there is in reality. So if you translate that into plain terms, what we're saying is that Trump relies on a propaganda machine and pretty much feeds it through his Twitter. His Twitter has become part of the propaganda loop that he's feeding media. And this is really nothing new. This is something that is consistent with Trump's behavior throughout the years, in which he's often relied on deception to be able to better shape his image and to shape an image that is not really, you know, backed up by reality. And this is something that he's been doing since the 1970s, back when he absolutely made up a publicist by the name of John Miller, and he would call the media himself under the pseudonym of John Miller and just plant Trump stories, just pretty much to have a favorable image in the New York media. So we saw it again when he, in the speech where he announced that he was running for president, he actually had a casting call for actors so that, you know, the media would capture all this support that he was having and that was in no terms at that point authentic. So at this point you have a feedback loop of bots or accounts that are really just shells. They're not real people. They are have been programmed to either amplify a message that their users want to amplify. And by Trump retweeting them, usually they are tweets that show praise for the president. They are praiseful. So by retweeting them, he is actually telling their supporters, look at all the support that I have. Their supporters are already willing to believe that, and they amplify his message by thus sharing the tweet again. And so you have just an amplification machine that is scary when you think about the effects that propaganda can have in democracy.
Yeah, we're talking about the leader of the largest democracy, well, not the largest, but the largest economy and military in the world, who is using quotes from things that are not people and hiring actors to be crowds to support his
his
activities.
The reason the bots situation is worth paying attention to is because, as you know, automated social media accounts supposedly played a role in the 2016 presidential election. This issue is still being investigated by the Senate. It is experts agree that these sort of networks, automated networks and automated accounts, were very useful tools when it came to pretty much amplifying pro-Trump messaging and just amplifying disinformation. And often that came in packaged as fake news. These accounts definitely had an impact in how media actually formed an opinion about Trump, and it is still under investigation whether they were as influential as people think, and Senate is still looking into this. But experts absolutely agree that they definitely played a role in how information disseminated in the 2016 presidential election. So to think that this nefarious method is now being used from the highest office in the land, you know, it gives you pause.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, Media Matters takes on these kinds of things by looking at what are the facts, and perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about that this is not just opinion. You've done some study of that. Your organization has done some study and can pull together information that is not contested to come up with these conclusions, correct?
Absolutely. We are paying close attention to the people that President Trump chooses to retweet. That means the people whose messages he chooses to share with his own more than, you know, almost 2 million followers.
Right.
So we have been paying attention to not only what he does now, but it's a study that started in 2016, and we've been looking at the archive of every tweet that Trump has sent out. And so that means that even if he were to delete or undo the retweet, which is, you know, the sharing with his own followers of mm-hmm. another person's message, if he were to delete it, we could still see it through the archive. So basically what we've been doing is documenting all the retweets and checking whether the accounts that he chooses to retweet are displaying any nefarious or suspicious behavior, you know, suspicious mm-hmm. bot behavior, whether they don't have any followers, whether they were just set up the day before, whether they only follow Donald Trump, and there are other characteristics that allow you to determine whether an account is, you know, behaving in a suspicious manner, like bot behavior, or even like cyber behavior, where a user is partially controlling the account and partially programming it to act a certain way or to respond to certain messages on Twitter. So at the end of the day, what this shows is that even as president, Trump is, you know, does not shy away from using deceit in terms of amplifying messages and just curating an image and just molding media's perception of his image. So a lot of, you know, the support that he is showing on social media is largely owed to all these networks of bots.
Yeah, maybe there's some bots in that audience in Arizona where he's going to be there pretty soon, or at least paid actors. How about that? This is terrifying, Christina, and I really appreciate the role that that Media Matters plays in exposing this. And let's hope that we can try to tell the difference between what's real and what isn't when it comes to these tweets that we hear about. So, Christina, tell us a little bit how people can find out about Media Matters now.
Well, you can find this study that we've been discussing and many other important facts and the combat of misinformation in conservative media at mediamatters.org.
Thank you so much, Christina. You've been listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.